Next, we'll have Brad May. He's the head of seed growth, and he's going to talk about some of our new technologies in there in that category for 2015.
Before we get started, though, I am transitioning into into leading the seed growth CAMS and the seed part of it, and I'm actually real excited about my new job. And we have Kevin Adam here, who will be the new head of the seed growth marketing group. So he's excited about that, and I'm really excited about working with him. And we also have John Carlson sitting in the back, as he is the product manager for Alivo, and he's got probably the most exciting job going right now. And you can tell it because I've seen him walking around the booth, and he is excited. And just you'll enjoy visiting with him when you talk about it. So our competencies. We talked about investments. Well, I want to talk a little bit about an investment that we've done. We're actually going to open our new seed growth center up in Shakopee, Minnesota. We currently have one, but we're actually moving it and we're expanding it. And so our manufacturing will be done there, but we're also going to have state-of-the-art training center. So we'll be able to teach people how to treat on seed treatments. We'll be able to demonstrate it. And on top of that, we'll even have a research and innovation center, because seed treatments have to continue to innovate as far as treating. More and more products are getting put on the seed, and we've got to learn to put them on, and we've got to learn to actually do it in a stewardship way. On top of the equipment side, we have our on-demand system, which is the other part of our equipment system, and it is state-of-the-art as far as accuracy, as far as efficiency, quickness. You have flexibility. It has the internet connection through the cloud, so it has precision ag topped into it. And the best way to explain how effective this is, we have customers who have ordered one, and now they've come back and ordering two or three. That's how effective it has been. And people ask me, so what's that for the farmer? Well, what really is nice for the farmer is that he's really assured that he's got the accuracy, and that it has a reporting system that is phenomenal, that gives them exactly what is on their seed, and they're being able to then match it up with what their with their field maps. So that's a really exciting technology. We also have our service side of it. So besides being treating the training in our service center, we also have a full service personnel out there. And those personnel out there are there because, you know, if you talk about treating seed, you got to pay, what, I think 30 days? 30 days, you got to get all this soybean seed treated seeded downstream. And if you're going to have that, you better have a good service department to come around, so if something breaks down, they can be there quickly and effectively and be able to get you up and running. And I've seen these guys run Saturdays and Sundays to make that happen. It's a phenomenal service department. The last thing I want to talk about is the products. So that's probably the one thing that's going to be kind of fun right now. So I'm going to go to make sure I do this right. Alivo. Alivo was registered yesterday. I'm telling you what, we are excited about it. How many went to the Farm Progress Show out there? I'm telling you, if you're in agriculture and you didn't see sudden death syndrome, you weren't out in the fields. It was there last year. So we can't be more excited about an opportunity to announce a product that can actually control sudden death syndrome. Sudden death syndrome actually is a product that, or is a problem that is a fusarium that's soil borne. So a lot of times you see a soil borne disease, and once it's there, it doesn't go away. But sometimes you don't see the foliar problems, but I can guarantee you it's still in the soil, and if it's still in the soil, it does cause root rot. And so when you use Alivo and you for sudden death syndrome, and if you don't even see the symptoms, you're still going to gain 2 bushels an acre because you're controlling root rot. But if you do get the foliar symptoms, and I'm about to show you a picture, which I can tell you a picture is 1,000 words in this case, you will get up to 4 to 10 bushel increase when using this product. So you think, wow, that is exciting. But I think you can add one more thing. It actually controls nematodes in the soil, the seed zone. So you're not only getting sudden death syndrome, but you're controlling nematodes in the seed zone. And on top of that, if you pair it with the number one insecticide nematode control, Poncho Votivo, pair that together, you're going to get unparalleled control of nematodes. You're going to get the best in insecticide control, and you're going to get the best you can have for your soybeans as far as getting yields. You have the full package, and if you put it with our Credenz beans, which I'm sure Diego will be glad to talk about, you're going to have maximum yields with your soybeans. One other thing you should think about Oliva, though, is should you put it with susceptible varieties or non-susceptible varieties? What we really like about it is putting it with susceptible varieties gives you that same – with non-susceptible varieties, we would recommend you do that, and you still get that same benefit in yield, but you also are able then to go ahead and early plant because of the stress, and then you can still maximize yield. So really, really powerful product.